Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. I'm your host of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. My name is David Bradley, training facilitator and coach with Grant Cardone, bringing you, just you, weekly sales solutions, sales tips, sales strategies, and a couple attitude adjustments thrown in there for good measure directly from the 10X world of Grant Cardone. Check this out. 80% of what we do here, 100% free. So the purpose of the podcast is to make sure that the free stuff we're putting down, you're picking up and you're plugging it into your sales, your business, and your life. So thanks in advance for hitting that subscribe button. And if you're getting some value from this, please make sure that you're sharing this out into the cyberspace so that other folks can benefit from it too. Now, today's episode, we're going to be talking about Grant Cardone's 5 traits for manifesting success. And speaking of success, let's have a quick word from our sponsor, shall we? Today's episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast is brought to you by Cardone University, the number one sales, business, and marketing training program in the galaxy. This is your way, your tool, your path to increase your income and grow your sales today. Has your income been impacted at all in the last 12 to 13 months? If so, Cardone University is the place for you. You're going to get access to over 800 business courses, private Cardone U Connect community, so that you get the support and the nurturing you need on this program, exclusive Grant Cardone live streams, private Q&A sessions with your Uncle G, access to never-before-released content, live weekly training sessions, and special membership on pricing on products and events like our up-and-coming virtual boot camp. This is how you can get started today. Head on over to CardoneSolutions.com/CardoneUFree. That's CardoneSolutions.com/CardoneUFree. The first 14 days are on me, my gift to you. And when you head on over to CardoneSolutions.com/CardoneUFree, there is a special offer for those of you that are ready to get going right now that don't need a 2-week trial. You can commit and you can go all in right away. Something special for you over at CardoneSolutions.com/CardoneUFree. Check it out. Okay, so let's talk about manifesting success. Grant's got 5 traits on how to do that, how to manifest success. Okay, success has ingredients. There are commonalities. So if you take a look at a very classical image of success, the American dream, this is a dream of freedom. It's of being successful. It's about creating your own way, building your own life on your terms, making your dreams a reality. The American dream is real. It's still real. It's still happening. It happens to people every single day. And Grant, he's been studying success since he was 15. And he has found that within that, there are some common ingredients that everyone has in them and everyone can cultivate. So there's a YouTube video from, I think it was October 2020, and Grant literally quantifies and gives us 5 traits to manifest success. I'm gonna give them to you right now. So if you got a notepad, grab it, get ready, jot these down. 1, courage. 2, commitment. 3, execution. 4, discipline. 5, visionary. Okay, so Grant says that manifesting reality, it's an ability. It's a skill set. It's something that you do. And that means that you can actually learn how to and improve on it when you implement these 5 things. Again, courage, commitment, execution, discipline, visionary. These 5 things are some of the mindsets and traits that Grant isolated and then went out and cultivated in himself that helped him manifest his success. So here's some action ideas for you. 5 of them. 1 to go with each trait. What do you want before anything? Before we get into the 5, go a little deeper. What do you want? Think about it. You can have anything you want. Okay, what do you want to manifest? What are you looking to create in your life? So know that first. Otherwise, these 5 don't mean anything. Where are you going? So 1, courage. Courage. Like the Cowardly Lion and the Wizard of Oz. What do you want to manifest? And what does success look like to you? So think about your goals, whether that's your goals for the month, goals for the week, today, the year. Think about your goals. Question: are they big enough? And are they big enough so that they scare you? Because if the first trait of courage here, or if the first trait is courage, then you better have some goals that scare the crap out of you. Because you cannot have courage in the absence of fear. So how will you know if your goals are big enough? Well, they need to scare you. And you need to do it anyway. Because you cannot have courage in the absence of fear. Make sense? 2, commitment. Where is your commitment at anyway? And if you're not sure how committed you are, take a look at your creativity. Do you even feel creative? Creativity, as Grant teaches, will always follow commitment. So if you feel like your creativity is low and not where it should be, then it's an indication that your commitment is out. So the litmus test for you, the call to action for you, would then be, once you've got the courage from going after a goal that scares you, what do you need to commit to more? What activities do you need or need more commitment from you in order to pursue with courage the goal that freaks you plumb out? 3, execution. One of the myths of manifestation is that people just assume that you go sit on a rock somewhere in a meditative pose and meditate until your bank account starts filling up. Well, that's not how that works. Like, it's really not how that works. Okay? I hate to break it to you, but the missing ingredient and the thing that they really didn't put a lot of attention on in The Secret is that you're going to have to do some work. In fact, you're probably going to have to do 10 times the amount of work that you thought you were. See what I did there? Okay, so how's your execution? What skill sets do you need to be dialing in order to be manifesting success? You got to execute. Grant talks about the formula for success. It's attitude, it's approach, it's action. Is your approach right? And are you doing enough? Courage and commitment's going to handle the attitude part. But now I need to get the approach and the action dialed in with my execution. 4, discipline. My good buddy Jocko Willink, he says that discipline equals freedom. He even wrote a whole book on it, okay? And so since we're talking about the American dream and we're talking about freedom, it only makes sense to take some advice from a Navy SEAL to recognize what the prize is when you become and you get more disciplined in your life. 5th one, visionary. So, okay, when you hear that word, visionary, who do you think of? Like, who just popped into your head? I said visionary. Who came to mind? Okay, me? Walt Disney, Elon Musk, John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, visionaries. Where is their think at? Where, like, seriously, where is their think at? And why not you? Like, how would your life look at this point? And let's not go Debbie Downer down this road, but like, how would your life look at this point if you'd have put the 10X on your current goals and dreams, I don't know, 20 years ago? And if you're listening to this and you're in your 20s, man, what an opportunity that is. You get to skip over that. Just 10x it now, okay? Here's what Grant says, right out of the 10x rule. Small thinking has and always will be punished in one way or another. So you got to be a visionary. You got to think big. So in order for you to start, and if you want to be in control of your success, you need to be able to start. The number one rule of success, Grant says, is to show up. That means start, okay? So you want to be in control of success, it means you got to start. So if you want to start manifesting success, then you got to start thinking way bigger. You need to have the discipline in play. You got to be taking massive amounts of action and execution. And you need to move towards your future, staying committed, not giving up, allowing creativity to flow, and being courageous, which means your goals better scare the crap out of you, okay? And every single one of these things you can do. These traits are available to anybody. You, me, anybody. Remember, you are not limited by your color, your race, your sex, your ethnicity, your religion, your sexuality. Anything that makes you uniquely glorious is not a limitation. Period. And anybody out there, anybody who tries to convince you otherwise, slap a label on you, medicate you a little bit, or just convince you that because of said label that you are incapable or that you have limited potential or you're at some disadvantage, that person in reality is the real oppressor. They are not a true friend. Follow? Okay? Every demographic has successful people and unsuccessful people. And it is within your power to decide what side of that demographic you want to and will be on. And this has been another episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. What do we got? We got to get some courage going on. We got to get our commitment dialed in. We need to get going on the execution. Hit that discipline and become a visionary. Which one of these five things do you need to put the most emphasis on? And which one of these five things can you celebrate? Because, hey, you probably got that dialed in already, right? Okay. So, again, thank you so much for being here. If you've got some value from this, please make sure that you've shared this out into the cyberspace. If you haven't subscribed already, thank you so much for doing so. And last thing I just want to leave you with, if you need help working on setting goals big enough to scare you so you can get your courage game on, if you need help working on your commitments, working on approach and action, getting disciplined, getting visionary, Cardone University has answers for all of those things in there. All you have to do is head on over to CardoneSolutions.com/CardoneUFree. That's CardoneSolutions.com/Cardone, letter U, the word free. And I'm going to leave you with the words of Grant Cardone, which is this: be great, because nothing else pays. We'll see you soon.